Power Star Shines at Nanpo 2025, May 20, 2025. Everstar Industries, ESI, is one of the leading suppliers to the construction and agricultural communities. Hence, Colin Windle was not surprised to see its large and extremely busy stand at Nanpo Harvest Day 2025. He reports that the ESI stand attracted sustained interest from industry professionals, fleet owners, and farmers alike, underscoring the relevance of its PowerStar product range in a sector navigating rapid change. As one of the most significant events on South Africa's agricultural calendar, Nanpo Harvest Day 2025 provided the ideal platform for Everstar Industries, ESI, to reinforce its reputation as a leading force in commercial and agricultural transport solutions. The company, known for distributing PowerStar and Photon trucks as well as Shantui construction equipment, had a strong presence at Nanpo Park near Bothaville, drawing interest from the farmers, fleet operators, and industry professionals in attendance. With roots firmly planted in Centurion since its founding in August 2010, ESI has steadily grown its footprint across southern Africa. Its consistent rise was evident again last year, as Mike Hawkins, senior head, National Vehicle Sales, confirmed a 22% sales increase in 2024. The construction and mining sectors drive demand, particularly for the 26.28 long wheelbase water tankers and 10 to 18 cube tippers, he said. SMEs, many purchasing their first trucks, are fueling this growth alongside established fleets replenishing aging units. While much of the attention centered on the PowerStar range, Hawkins and General Manager, Alan Parry, hinted at new developments in the pipeline. Discussions are underway to introduce an additional truck brand to the local market, potentially under the PowerStar banner. Though specifics remain confidential, both executives confirmed that negotiations are at an advanced stage. At Nanpo, where the agricultural sector's current realities, including rising input costs, erratic weather patterns, and global trade pressures, were front and center, PowerStar's offering stood out for its pragmatic focus on durability, cost efficiency, and reliability. PowerStar trucks are engineered for simplicity and resilience, said Parry. Our focus is on delivering vehicles that withstand demanding conditions without burdening owners with complex upkeep. That philosophy is underpinned by operational excellence. ESI's ISO 9001 certified assembly plant works closely with its main OEM, Biben, itself a manufacturer certified to ISO 9001, 14000, and 45001 standards, and TÜV certified for truck and chassis design. To ensure consistency in terms of performance, we need to ensure each truck is built and assembled to a high specification and thoroughly tested before being delivered to our independent dealers, and ultimately the end customer, added Parry. This emphasis on quality is complemented by a robust support structure. ESI holds a parts inventory valued at upwards of R140 million, distributed across three warehouses. This ensures rapid access to spares and contributes to one of PowerStar's most compelling statistics: a warranty claim rate consistently below the industry average for over 17 years. Our team, supported by NF Assist, resolves most issues proactively, Parry said. This reliability translates into strong resale values, with pre-owned models rarely appearing on the market, a testament to their enduring performance. In a rapidly evolving sector, ESI is keeping pace with innovation. All PowerStar trucks sold from 2025 onwards are now equipped with telematics as standard during the warranty period. The system, developed in-house, offers real-time insights into fuel usage, vehicle diagnostics, driver behavior, and theft prevention. We've developed a system now that we fit across the range and is included in the purchase price, said Hawkins. Besides the tracking side, it can give you all the vehicle diagnostics, fuel use, fuel theft, abuse, coolant levels, and harsh braking. So, all that information is available to the customer. It's free of charge during the warranty period, and after that, they can opt to continue with that service if they want to, while it can also be retrofitted if existing customers want to go that route. Looking ahead, The company is also preparing for the implementation of Euro 5 emission standards, anticipated in 2027. While current models will remain available, 2025 will see the testing of prototypes featuring automated manual transmissions, AMTs, and upgraded engines. ESI's ambitions don't end with internal combustion vehicles. The company is exploring alternative propulsion, including electric and hydrogen-powered trucks. During a recent trip to Cummins facilities in China, Parry observed the manufacturer's readiness to shift across various powertrain technologies. "Whatever the future holds, we aim to offer viable solutions," he said, confirming that electric vehicle testing is already underway and pointing to the potential addition of a new Chinese truck brand to their product mix. ESI is also considering expanding beyond trucking into agricultural machinery. Through a prospective Chinese partnership, the company may soon venture into tractors and other mechanization solutions, a move that would further entrench its role within the rural economy. The evolving relationship between ESI and Foton was also a topic of interest at Nanpo, particularly with truck assembly also taking place at the bike plant in Jiquebehe, formerly Port Elizabeth. In terms of Foton, yes, they have just recently started the production of the same truck models at their bike parent factory in Jiquebehe. We do not have a final date and time for the official handover. Nevertheless, it is currently business as usual for dealers and clients. We continue to import, as well as locally assemble and produce, those trucks. The same is true for the supply of parts, service, and warranty, as can be seen at this show. We would like to assure the public of a smooth transition between the parties, to ensure that both parties' reputations and the brand go from strength to strength. We will be sure to make some form of public announcement with the final handover, said Parry. Currently, ESI's dealer network includes about 30 independent dealers, covering all provinces and extending into SADC countries. The dealers are well-trained, both from a technical and a sales perspective, and sufficiently branded and advertised to be well-known in their local areas, Parry added. For South Africa's agricultural sector, transport is integral to competitiveness. With South Africa exporting over half its agricultural production by value, and nearly 26% by volume, the resilience of the sector depends on agility in the face of both global and domestic shifts, noted Brendan Jacobs, head of agribusiness at Business and Commercial Banking, Standard Bank South Africa. This is arguably one of the most significant years for agriculture in decades. Whether we are talking about export markets or sustainability, success will hinge on how well we align policy, innovation, and grassroots execution to support those who feed the nation. Against this backdrop, PowerStar's combination of durability, innovation, and responsive service positions it as a trusted partner for the road ahead. Whether responding to immediate sector demands or planning for long-term technological shifts, ESI continues to align its offering with the evolving needs of Southern Africa's industries, including those in the agricultural sector.